It's Thursday, January 13th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. GitHub data reveals what the shift to work from home did to the workforce, and a novel approach to ransomware recovery. This is the Business of Tech. How about some actual data on what working from home means? A recently published working paper from the National Bureau of Economic Research uses hard data to explore the impact of remote work on people's daily working schedules. I'll be quoting liberally from ZDNet. The research explores GitHub data covering the entirety of activity on public repositories in 2020 from several geographies. The analysis highlights a sharp reallocation towards weekend activity following the onset of COVID-19 in March 2020 compared to 2019. From a baseline of 20% to over 24%, this proportional increase represents a sizable shift in individuals' time use. Assuming a regular 40-hour work week translates to an additional 2 hours of work every weekend. That trend is somewhat reversed toward the end of 2020, but the shift is long-lasting and characterizes 2020. Overall, working hours have also increased following the onset of the pandemic. In most countries in the sample recorded a significant 15 to 20% increase in overall activity relative to the forecast baseline as found. Assuming these changes are reflected proportionately against a regular 40-hour work week, this translates to approximately 8 hours of additional training each week. However, elevated activity levels had generally returned to normal by the start of July 2020, coinciding with the reopening of the global economy. As economies worldwide have reopened and leisure opportunities have returned, so too have workers returned to a regular 40 or 50-hour work week. But they have not necessarily returned to the same 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday schedule, the analysis finds. The GitHub data is skewed by tech professionals and, in particular, males. The researchers are adamant in emphasizing that their study population is not necessarily representative of the modal worker in the economy. They add that this population is ideally suited for measuring the effect of work from home on labor timing and intensity. While we do not observe remote work directly, previous research finds that workers in digital knowledge spaces like computers are easily able to do their job remotely. That ex post, the vast majority of these workers were working remotely in the pandemic. Why do we care? Factual research data, and that's why we care. The work from home surge initially caused workers to work more, and likely as there was little else to do, and panic about keeping a job. When options returned, the numbers fell, but not the same work pattern. The very definition of dispersed work and controlled by the worker's schedule, not by the employers. The longer work from home goes on, the less likely it will be for employers to unwind this back to the old ways. The executive order intended to boost the federal government's cyber defenses continues to show action. NIST has released guidance for system engineers in a document titled Engineering Trustworthy Secure Systems. It's a resource for computer engineers and other professionals on the programming side of cybersecurity efforts. A quote from NextGov. One of the key updates NIST authors made in the latest version of the publication was a fresh emphasis on security assurances. In software systems engineering, assurance is represented by the evidence that a given system's security procedures are robust enough to mitigate asset loss and prevent cyber attacks. State, local, and education IT officials intend to follow that EO's guidance. In a survey of officials, 67% are somewhat likely to adopt practices and activities outlined in Biden's order, while another 19% said they are very likely to do so. CISA also warns of critical infrastructure attacks by Russian state-sponsored actors. The advisory warned against common but effective tactics used to gain initial access to victim networks, including spear phishing, brute force attacks, and exploiting known vulnerabilities. The agency also highlighted 15 vulnerabilities that are being used in those compromises. The record also highlights a novel approach to ransomware response, a Scandinavian hotel chain that switched all effective systems to Chrome OS. Instead of contacting the hackers, the hotel moved its entire PC fleet from Windows to Chrome OS within roughly 3 days, converting 2,000 computers in 212 hotels in 5 countries. Why do we care? Think that through. A business moved entirely to Chrome OS in 3 days rather than pay the ransom. The resources pushed by the EO are becoming available, and as predicted, the base level of standard is rising. The federal level flows to the state level and the contractors working with those agencies. I have an interview discussing the entire SLED space coming out, but this is how, for those wondering how those executive orders make it to the field. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding direct support and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicated to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gazinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. Join me for Killing It Live next Wednesday, January 19th. Sign up at killingitlive.com. Join us for that live recording of the podcast, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.